Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Scoop.
Hey, Courtney. So look, there's this study that came out, and I find this really interesting. It's a study that came out that says that the bad jokes that dads used to tell their kids actually helped in the development of their children because it helped them learn to deal with embarrassment.
Oh, goodness.
And it also taught them that embarrassment doesn't kill you. It's not fatal. Did your dad ever, like, tell, like, jokes? Like,
oh,
bad jokes?
God. He was a dad joke, dad stories.
Can you think of one? Does any one stand out in your mind?
Let's see. I can't think of one now. His stories were pretty epic, too. You know, in my day, we walked 13 miles to the bus stop, and then we had to push it down the hill, and you're just like, come on, dude.
Yeah, I wonder what we're going to tell our kids, you know. What generations today can know. Like, let's say, what are millennials and Zoomers going to tell their kids? Oh, yeah, we had to sit around and wait for our phones to charge. You had no idea how tough it was.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, Mom, Dad, you mean, wait, y'all had to, like, sit there and wait for your phone to charge? I mean, how long did it take? Oh, hours. Wait, you had to wait hours for your phone to charge? That's crazy.
Let's go with waiting for the internet to chart do its thing before you can get on to it.
That's right. Wait, y'all had internet interruptions? You mean it would just, like, go out?
Right. Oh, you play that sound for them now, that ear.
Oh, my God, I still remember that. I still remember that. Yeah, my dad was, I got to think of some more of the jokes, but my dad was famous for just bad, embarrassing jokes, and he would tell the same jokes over and over again, and I do remember times of being embarrassed. I mean, you know, I love my dad, and he loved me, so that's all that really matters, but, you know, my dad used to always say, you know, son, your mom and I were happy for 20 years, and then we met.
That's a good one.
There was other stuff about, I don't know, yeah, when I was a kid, I had a bat, but it flew away. All of us can remember just bad dad jokes. But there is a humor researcher, Mark Hyde-Cudson, and he published a study in the British Psychological Society's journal this week, arguing that bad jokes actually have a positive impact on child development. When you consider it properly, dad jokes are intrinsically multi-layered and fascinating phenomenon that reveals a lot, not just about how humor and joke-telling work, but also about our father's psychology and their relationship with their children, and that by continuing to deal with the embarrassment of your dad telling bad jokes, it actually teaches you that embarrassment is not fatal.
You know, I think it does contribute to, like, the fond memories. You know, I remember my friends would come over and here would come my dad, and I'd kind of roll my eyes. But in some ways, I didn't mind when he'd come and tell the joke. And they'd be like, oh, your dad's so funny. And I'm like, no, he's not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for us kids, because we were always the audience, but somebody new would come in and he'd tell the same jokes. But they didn't necessarily know.
Oh, not at all. And to them, it just was hilarious.
Yeah. Is there a joke that, you know, your baby girl is going to say, oh, God, my mom always told this joke?
I do get her with knock-knock jokes.
Knock-knock, oh, you do? Yeah.
Yes. And just the other day, I did the knock-knock, who's there, boo, boo-hoo. I was like, why are you crying?
Oh. She gets it?
She was like, I don't get it. Oh, gosh.
I mean, even at that age, she's a little too sophisticated for that kind of humor.
Right. And, well, people don't boo-hoo anymore. They just send an emoji. So there's that.
That's right. All right, Courtney, VIP, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Keep an eye on traffic. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Ian, can you think of a joke that your dad told that was kind of embarrassing and he always told it?
My dad, no, because my dad was not a humorless man, but he was not one to like deploy a joke on purpose.
Right.
My sense of humor comes 100% from my mom's side of the family. So my grandfather was of a sort of vaguely Scandinavian origin, and he really liked Sven and Ollie jokes.
Okay.
Which is kind of, you know, like Boudreaux and Thibodeau. It's like this kind of regional sort of series of jokes.
Right.
I'll try and make this quick. So Sven and Ollie are these Swedish brothers, and they're applying for a job. And they're both in there talking to the job interviewer person, and the interviewer says, okay, Sven, let's talk a little bit about your resume. It says right here you were the chief engineer at a woman's undergarment factory. Is that right? And Sven says, oh, yeah, I was the chief engineer, and I made sure all the boilers were running and all the pipes were tightened and all that stuff. He says, okay, well, that's very interesting. And then the interviewer turns to Ollie, his brother, and he says, now, Ollie, it says here you were a diesel fitter. Can you tell me a little about your experience as a diesel fitter? And Ollie says, oh, yeah, well, you know, I would stand there in front of the conveyor belt, and then the panties and the bras would come off the end, and I'd pick it up, and I'd say, oh, yeah, diesel fitter.
Funny.
That's pretty funny, right?
That's pretty funny, yeah.
So that's the only one I remember, because Grandpa's been dead for a long time now, but yeah. He used to tell me those Sven and Ollie jokes all the time.
I'm trying to think of more my dad told. Can you think of a joke that your dad told over and over again? It was really kind of a bad joke, but you know, it's a memory that you have of your dad, or your mom, for that matter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.